There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio tonight, Ian here.
And Johnson.
Disturbing story brought up by one of our listeners about Jimmy Savile. He's a television entertainer who is now passed away, but there's some shocking info that has come out about him. He was a big star, I guess, over in the UK. The claims, according to two damning reports cited by The Guardian, is that he sexually abused at least 60 people, including children as young as 8 and people as old as their 40s, raping, sexually abusing, harassing, intimidating, and silencing his victims. And he was backed up, allegedly, by the hospital staff of Stoke Mandeville Hospital. And according to the story here, we can tell you a little bit more about this. It's very disturbing. They cite different time frames and different complaints coming from people that were ignored, that were actively suppressed. The people at the hospital, the higher-ups, would essentially threaten the lower-level employees with firings if they continued to bring them these allegations about Jimmy Savile that were coming independently. You know, these
right.
victims over a period of 50 years did not know one another. It was not like they were connected in some sort of plot to oust Jimmy Savile as a false pervert. So a little bit more coming up on this story here. But first, let's talk to Sherry. She's in Missouri. Sherry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson.
Hi, you all.
Hi, Sherry.
You know, you all talk like you have never heard of Jimmy Savile before. I mean,
we haven't.
I have not.
Oh, that's crazy.
I don't watch a lot of British comedy. I mean, I've certainly seen a number of British television shows.
It's not comedy, first of all. It's news. And it's about children of the world. And don't think that these same sex rings aren't operating here. And,
we were talking about how we absolutely think that they are.
Well,
yeah, I find this believable, personally.
I know it's believable, but what I'm saying is I can't believe you haven't heard the story already. And it brings back to the FCC.
There's a lot of news out there. And by the way, this is breaking news. This story just came out today.
Well, Jimmy Savile has been in the media for a long time, but
Had the allegations about him being a child molester pervert been in the media for a long time?
Well, here I'm looking at an article that I looked at.
Well, in alternate media, let's put it that way. It's not been in the mainstream media, that's for sure. They're not going to tell you about it.
Well, it is now because The Guardian is reporting
on it. Right, but that's where the Internet is important and bringing it back to the FCC rules today.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. People do not even understand how our government runs. They have made a rule, an order. Well, an order takes 30 days, okay? And that's the 30 days that our Congress has to say, no, I don't think so. And that's where the People's House is supposed to work. But
was there any suggestion, Johnson, in the story you were reading before about the net neutrality regulations passing today? Was there any suggestion that Congress could somehow overturn this? Because I thought there was a plan to overturn it in the courts. That was what the ISPs were planning on doing. I don't recall hearing anything about Congress.
They always suggested in 2016.
That's a never-ending battle. That's a never-ending battle. The Congress, actually, they have the purse strings, and they have the ability to say no. They have the ability to challenge that order in Congress.
Well, they're not going to shut down the FCC over this. I mean, I hope you're right.
They don't have to shut down the FCC. All they have to do is challenge that order. Just like any executive order, there's 30 days. Just like a judgment from a court, there's 30 days in which to appeal. And the Congress has the right to appeal it. Yes, we are so ignorant about how our legal system works, about how our law and our government works. You know,
well, we're certainly taking your word for it, Sherry, because the news story hasn't covered that.
Look it up on the Internet while it's still free.
Thanks for the call, Sherry. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So Sherry's saying that should Congress want to take some sort of action to block these net neutrality rules, that she believes that they could. Of course, that would require the president to sign off on that action, wouldn't it? Like, so right now, the net neutrality vote was 3-2 today by the FCC. It was down party lines. Two Republicans voted against it. So the suggestion I think Sherry is making is that the Republican Congress can save the day and turn over these net neutrality rules. But in order for that to happen, they would have to have Barack Obama sign the bill, right?
Yeah.
How likely is that to happen?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I don't really pay attention to how a lot of federal government stuff works because I don't have any direct influence over that, and I don't care.
Well, presuming presuming what Sherry says is true, that the Congress could make a move, anything Congress does has to be approved by the president unless there's some sort of veto-proof majority, right?
Here's what I know. Every time I've voted for anyone in Congress, that vote has resulted in that person not being elected, I mean, ever in my entire life. So, you know... It's kind of like an impossibility to have any influence over the federal government whatsoever for someone like me.
Yeah, I'm not going to get my my hopes up here and expect Congress is going to ride to the rescue for the internet. But, you know, if it happens, we'll certainly let you know.
You know, I kind of like to think, and so I don't vote Republican or Democrat.
Yeah, exactly. So back to the story about Jimmy Savile, and if you're shocked we'd never heard of him, well, we don't live in the UK, and I don't know all of the British TV stars. I mean, I've only probably heard of a select few over the, you know, different British television shows that I've seen over time. I mean, I could tell you who Rowan Atkinson is. He was in Blackadder and Mr. Bean, yeah, as well. So anyway, going on here, so lots of complaints against this Jimmy Savile character, pretty serious complaints, many of them being completely ignored. One nurse arriving to the screams from an 11-year-old girl who was sexually abused by Savile in a treatment room at a hospital. The nurse was not able to escalate the situation. She was told to be quiet, saying Savile would not do such a dreadful thing, and he raised a great deal of money for the hospital. The incident was, quote, serious and should have led to Savile's suspension from the hospital and a formal police report being made. There can be no excuses made in relation to what was acceptable at the time or how children were perceived. This was a serious allegation and should have been investigated fully as it was reported to a hospital manager. The report revealed how Savile's charitable work and status within the hospital were boosted by Thatcher, who in 1980 sponsored him as the lead fundraiser and commissioning project manager for a £10 million campaign to rebuild the spinal injuries unit, a move which gave him, quote, virtually uncontested authority and control. Savile flattered Thatcher during several meetings, including trips to Chequers, the Prime Minister's country residence. In one letter to Thatcher, he wrote, quote, Dear PM, I waited a week before writing to thank you for my lunch invitation because I had such a superb time. My girl patients pretended to be madly jealous and wanted to know what you wore. All the paralyzed lads called me Sir James. They all love you. Me too. Unquote. He was also supported in his new position by Dr. Gerard Vaughan, a health minister at the time, who rode roughshod over concerns and policies to give Savile free rein, said the report. Quote, No member of Parliament or the Department of Health and Social Services, to our knowledge, knew about Savile's sexual abuse activities, unquote.
Okay.
But there were major consequences of their actions.
I figured something out here, Ian.
Yes,
so, on August 9th, 1997, Savile underwent a three-hour quadruple heart bypass operation in Leeds at the Killingbeck Hospital, having known he needed the surgery and whatnot. And so his health was, like, in massive decline. And at that point, like in 1997, so basically from like 1997 to 2011, I don't think he's done much. So everything he did was done before that time. Now, in 1997, that's when I was just getting out of high school.
Right.
You know, so maybe this woman who was the last caller is not aware that, hey, we're a radio show of some guys who are, you know, in their 30s.
Yeah, we're fairly young. It's true.
We're fairly young. So the reason why we're not aware of somebody like Jimmy Savile is because he hasn't really done much in damn near 20 years. So, you know, like, he was a big shot, apparently, in music and stuff like that in the 70s and maybe somewhat the 80s. But, yeah, past really the 90s, he wasn't a thing.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. We can talk more about the net neutrality thing. Also, Johnson's got a shocking story about magic mushrooms helping people quit smoking. Shocking numbers as well.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. There is more Free Talk Live coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Okay, guys, when it comes to shaving, you gotta check out Harry's.com. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades? Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades are half the price of drugstore brands. Harry's starter set with a razor, three blades, and shave cream is just $15 with free shipping. With promo code 5858, you get $5 off your first order. After using code 5858 at checkout, you can get an entire month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's Harry's.com, code 5858.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Free Talk Live. You dial toll free to bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's the number. 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And don't forget, you can also join us in, via Skype. We've got the Skype username here, lrn.fm. You just send a contact request. It will be approved. And then once it is approved, you can easily contact us about whatever you darn well want to talk about. We've been talking about kind of a sick situation over in the United Kingdom with a BBC host or a television host of some sort, Jimmy Savile, apparently fairly well known. I hadn't heard about him, neither had you, Johnson. But he was an older guy, and he passed away a few years ago. He's alleged to have victimized something like 60-plus people over a 50-year time span. Very disturbing stuff, where he was given access to, hospital, at least one, where he was able to molest people and do all kinds of disturbing things that essentially the management turned a blind eye to. The lower level staff said they knew what was going on, but if they said anything about it, they were worried they were going to lose their jobs. And so there was just sort of this conspiracy of silence.
It was interesting to me, you know, reading the Wikipedia page for this guy, too, and that's how I kind of figured out that, he used to be a big shot. He used to work with The Who.
Oh, wow.
And some, you know, he worked with a lot of music groups, and he did some, you know, obviously with his television appearances and his shows and whatnot, that obviously, he was obviously a big shot at the time. And, it's funny because a lot of the names and whatnot, reading through some of his history and whatnot, it's just like name after name after name is being dropped in the Wikipedia article of people who I also don't know who they are. And so it's kind of interesting. I'm not one of these people who knows a lot about that particular area of music. I mean, this is probably people who are Beatles fans and that fan of that type of rock, probably know all about this because this is like, you know, he's part of that era of time, and obviously work with, you know, the Beatles, The Who, work with, you know, some of those huge name music acts, but yeah, not anything recently, so you would have to be into that sort of, you know.
According to one of the authors here of the report, there was an ongoing dependence on Savile's charitable funds, which ensured his continued position of power and influence at the hospital, which was often detrimental to service management. She said, quote, second, Savile was able to access a new cohort of victims for his sexual abuse in the guise of young charity fundraisers to the hospital. David Clay, who was made general manager of the NSIC in 1983, said Savile acted as if he was God. Quote, it was Jimmy Savile's kingdom, he said. By the time Ken Cunningham was appointed in 1991 as unit general manager at the hospital, he said he was shocked by the power wielded by Savile, who by then, had a bedroom/office installed with a Berber carpet, a flip-down bed, a large leather sofa, and a gold letterbox. Quote, this was a man who had the ear of royalty, prime ministers. It worried me that there was someone who could buy the loyalty and friendship of senior staff, he said. And so this was a new guy who came in, right? So this new GM comes in 1991.
Right.
And is just, you know, taken aback by the level of control that this essentially fundraiser has at the hospital.
Right.
Going on, in 1993, when Stoke Mandeville became a NHS trust, NHS is the National Health Service, the government-run health system there, Savile's rule began to be challenged, and the inquiry said his sexual abuse stopped around 1992. But the patients he attacked were left to deal with abuse, which was not believed, and continues to scar their adult lives. Quote, one victim says, quote, I didn't know what had happened. I didn't understand what had happened. I knew it felt wrong, and I felt dirty. And I wanted to clean myself, and I just wanted to wash myself again and again. I did not understand. I could not even explain to myself what had happened. Just a horrifying, horrifying story here. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. And you have to wonder how often things like this are happening. in the world.
Right.
Is Jimmy Savile, if this story is true, and these are, you know, well-researched reports with dozens of victims, if what is going on here with Jimmy Savile in this hospital is true,
how
many other places is something like this happening?
I wonder how bad it is, because it seems like maybe that's something that would be more common in a bygone era. You know, that kind of celebrity worship. I just think that people now, especially in the United States, want to see celebrities burn. Like, there is just
Don't know, man. I mean, People Magazine's still selling. I mean, there's still people watching entertainment.
Sure, all the tabloids. The moment any celebrity does anything kind of racy or weird, they're like, they hop on it like wolves.
Yeah, but all that said, I see where you're coming from there, Johnson, but at the same time, there's still a lot of celebrity worship here in the United States, and there are some celebrities that can do no wrong. We're talking about somebody who integrated himself in an institution, and that institution protected him,
right?
Because he was bringing them money. I mean, if Brad Pitt did the same
Fair
thing,
enough.
If Brad Pitt comes to a you know, children's hospital with $5 million or something like that,
right.
And you know,
yep.
that makes him the top donor.
Yep.
Would he be able to be given the same level of treatment? I mean, it's nice to believe that you know that today people would be better at communicating these things. But I don't know.
I think within a specific organization that you're going to have that kind of a problem within the organization. But I think the moment that there's any kind of leak in a modern, you know, in the modern times, it's going to be everywhere. You know, there's going to be like internet stuff. There's going to be, you know, blogs and photography and video. I mean, anyone with a cell phone now can expose that type of dirty behavior. Whereas back then, it was a lot easier to keep that kind of thing a secret.
I think there's an argument to be made for that, but you know, the 12-year-old in the hospital bed may or may not have their phone with them. I mean, I don't know. It's certainly more likely that something like that would happen. But then, if they're intimidated by the celebrity, then they're not going to do those things. And again,
right.
they were complaining, but they weren't being believed. And so what good does a complaint do if the response from the adults is, oh, Brad Pitt would never do something like that. What are you talking about? He's here helping the kids, and he's giving money to the hospital. Why would he want to, you know, go molest people?
Right.
So I think there, to some extent, there's a mix between people who just won't believe it, and then also the people who do believe it, but they're too afraid to say anything about it because they don't want consequences to befall them. In the same way that there's lots of police out there who know that there's corruption within the police departments, but they don't want to do anything about it because they don't want to lose their possibility for a pension. Unfortunately, the possibility of lost paychecks is a very strong motivator to people doing the wrong thing and not passing on the word about this stuff. And I think those motivations are still present today.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I don't know how does this type of thing get prevented? That would be what my question would be. Is how do you, you know, like if it's not,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Free. Maybe you can answer Johnson's question, 855-450-3733. Plus, coming up, the Mises Institute on why net neutrality is a scam was passed by the FCC today, so-called net neutrality. We can talk more about that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. You can also join us via Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Free Talk Live coming up.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to bring up anything that you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by chwine.com. That's Cameron Hughes Wine. Johnson, you were at the wine tasting that we had a couple of weeks ago here in Keene at the Keene Activist Center, correct?
Right, yes. It was delicious.
Yeah, I thought it was excellent, and so we brought 6 different wines from Cameron Hughes. Now, the thing with Cameron Hughes is he doesn't actually have his own winery. He doesn't have his own vineyard. What he does is he goes to the best vineyards out there, and he talks to those vineyards and gets and purchases from them their excess wine. So, you know, they make a batch of wine, and there's some that they just can't sell. So what Cameron Hughes does is he takes that extra wine, puts his own private label on that wine, and obviously with the full agreement of these vineyards, because he can't sell the vineyard's wine with their name on it at a discounted price. But he can sell that same wine as Cameron Hughes' wine at a much lower price than the vineyard would offer it. So it's coming from some fancy vineyard. You just don't know which one it's coming from, and you're paying a fraction of the price. These are wine bottles that would normally cost you $70 to $100 that you'll pay on average $15 a bottle through Cameron Hughes. These are award-winning wines in many cases. So go to chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left-hand corner, and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Code FTL gets you free shipping on whatever you order from Cameron Hughes Wines. So go ahead and give it a shot. CHWine.com. Use code FTL. It's great wine at a fraction of the price. CHWine.com. Code FTL. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We talked earlier in the show tonight about net neutrality. And apparently the FCC vote 3-2 today that essentially gives the government more control than it's ever had over the internet. Very disturbing news. The Mises Institute has interesting perspective on this. Now, I think this was actually written slightly before the vote happened, but it's the article's called "The Net Neutrality Scam." It was released today over at Mises.org. Yet again, writes Ryan McMacken, the government wants to fix a problem that doesn't exist. According to the Obama administration and the FCC, it is necessary to regulate internet service providers so they don't interfere with people's access to the web. The claim immediately prompts one to ask, who is being denied access to the web?
Right.
In the past 20 years, access to the internet has only become more widespread, and service today is far faster for many people, including ordinary people, than it was 20 years ago, or even 10 years ago. Today, broadband in Europe, where the internet is more tightly regulated, has less reach than it has in the United States.
Or let's look at, say, for example, you know, another industry, healthcare. Oh, wait, that really, really, really heavily regulated industry? Everyone's got access to healthcare, right?
No, it's not at an affordable price, that's right. For sure. The administration's
get
plan...
Get ready for internet bills to be like, oh, you need to pay $1,000 a month to get on the internet. That would be like the healthcare analog to, or analogy to the internet.
Yeah, I hope you're wrong about that.
Yeah,
I hope
well,
it doesn't
I
go that
I hope
bad.
So too. I don't think it'll
the administration's plan is rather innocuously called net neutrality, but rather it in fact has nothing at all to do with neutrality, and it's just a scheme to vastly increase the federal government's control over the internet. So what is net neutrality? Well, we don't know the details of the plan because the FCC refuses to let taxpayers see the 300-page proposal before the FCC votes on it today. But we do know a few things. Currently, internet service providers are regulated by the FCC, but as a information service under the less restrictive rules of so-called Title I. Well, now the FCC wants to regulate ISPs as utilities under the far more restrictive Title II restrictions. For a clue as to how cutting-edge this idea is, remember the switch to Title II regulation would put ISPs into the same regulatory regime as Ma Bell under the Communications Act of 1934. So what does this mean for the FCC in practice? According to one of their commissioners, Ajit Pai, quote, it gives the FCC the power to micromanage virtually every aspect of how the internet works. That's pretty serious. Now, that's from one of the FCC commissioners. And if he doesn't know what he's talking about, then certainly the people on the outside who haven't read this bill know even less. But he says that this will give the FCC the power to micromanage virtually every aspect of how the internet works. More specifically, Gordon Krawitz at the Wall Street Journal writes, quote, with net neutrality, bureaucrats can review the fairness of Google's search results, Facebook's news feeds, and news sites' links to one another and to advertisers. BlackBerry is already lobbying the FCC to force Apple and Netflix to offer apps for BlackBerry's unpopular phones. Bureaucrats will oversee peering, content delivery networks, and other parts of the interconnected network that enables everything from Netflix and YouTube to security drones and online surgery. Unquote. The administration insists these measures are necessary because even though there's no evidence that has actually that this has actually happened, it's possible that at some point in the future, internet service providers could restrict some content and apps on the internet. Thus, we are told control of content should be handed over to the federal government to ensure that internet service providers are neutral when it comes to deciding what is on the internet and what is not. The problem is there's no such thing as a neutral allocation of resources, whether done by the government or the marketplace. In the marketplace, goods and services tend to be allocated according to those who demand the goods the most. Where demand is highest, prices are highest, so goods and services tend to go where they're most demanded. This makes perfect sense, of course, and also reflects the inherent democracy of the markets. Where larger numbers of people put more resources is where more goods and services will head. And, if you don't like what the internet service providers are doing, you should be free to start your own internet service provider.
Right.
But therein lies the rub.
Or actually choose between competition.
Because, I mean, obviously there's no competition available in these markets because the local municipalities grant monopolies to these internet service providers.
Or near monopolies. Yeah. The only reason why we have two choices for internet here in Keene, New Hampshire is because both the cable company and the phone company, who previously had separate right. monopolies on cable and phone service, both of those people, both of those groups, were given monopoly status over, you know, those areas, and then ultimately they developed a way to transmit internet over top of their existing lines. So it was due to innovation that we even have the two choices that we have.
Right.
Now, of course, I'm not including the wireless guys. Those guys count, too. There are other options, I suppose, 4G, 3G, etc. So I agree with the, you know, the Mises Institute here. These, you know, the marketplace should be free to decide these things, but the market has been unfree for a long time in internet service providing, and that's where the libertarians, I think, are falling into the trap, because
right.
they say that, oh, well, the market's been regulated by the government, and so we don't have the choices that we would normally have if we truly had a free market in technology and free market in internet access, and so, therefore, we need the government to so-called level the playing field. And the problem there is you're asking the government to fix the problems that it started right. in the first place through not deregulation, but more regulation.
Right.
And any libertarian that is worth their salt should see that. It should be crystal clear that this is not going to make things better. This isn't going to improve the matters. It's like, you know, it's like escalating the war on drugs as a solution to the war on drugs. Like, oh, well, we haven't spent enough. We don't have enough regulations. We still have drugs because we don't have enough regulations and we need more enforcers. I mean, this is tantamount to that.
It's certainly silly nonsense. I don't see how. You know, I think I was one of the earlier people who said, like, hey, this net neutrality thing is just another grab for power for the government. I mean, and, you know, a lot of the backlash to that is saying, oh, no, it's just the, you know, these, the, you know, telephone companies and the ISPs, you know, with their fake grassroots campaign. And, you know, sure, maybe they're trying to protect their interests, but, you know, and I guess the real problem is that there aren't really any good guys on either side of the issue, unfortunately.
Right, the federal government or the megacorporation.
Right.
Right. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts, whether on net neutrality or also on the way, magic mushrooms. Magic mushrooms helping people quit smoking cigarettes. Apparently a shocking percentage of people quitting. 855, 453, more coming up on Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing. To be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll free number. And you can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out in whichever way works best for you. Joining you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And don't forget ExpressCoin as the best choice for your cryptocurrencies. To acquire them, you want to get some Bitcoins, maybe Litecoin, Dogecoin? Just go to ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can help you out. All you have to do is send them a money order, check, or wire transfer, and they'll send you Bitcoin or those other coins. ExpressCoin.com, use code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee whatsoever. So it's a great way to get started in Bitcoin as well. If you've never purchased Bitcoin before, or if you're old hat at it, you'll love ExpressCoin because they make it easy and the fees are very reasonable as well. Over at ExpressCoin.com, don't forget to use coupon code FTL, and you can also download their app from ExpressCoin.com for your favorite smartphone. That again is ExpressCoin.com with coupon code FTL. We're sharing with you the Mises.org rundown here on net neutrality, which passed today, unfortunately. The federal government now taking more control than ever before. In fact, according to one of the FCC commissioners who I presume voted against it, Ajit Pai, one of the two people who I think voted against this, quote, he says it gives the FCC the power to micromanage virtually every aspect of how the internet works, unquote. That sounds pretty scary to me. And it's only a matter of time before the government seizes more power and more power and more power over the things that it controls.
Right.
Yeah, if you thought that you could just bring the government into the internet and have no further consequences from this, you will probably be sorry here in another few years.
And it won't be long.
Before they interfere even further?
Oh, I think it'll be a matter of like maybe 5 years.
Well, yeah,
this is a major problem.
I imagine the people who supported this net neutrality thing have been working on exactly that. You know, they're writing up other bills or writing up other regulations as we speak. So Mises is talking about how the market should be allowed to work in the area of internet service provider, pointing out that when demand is highest, prices are highest, so goods and services tend to go where they're most demanded. And it makes sense because it reflects the inherent democracy of the markets. Whether larger numbers of people put more resources or where they put more resources is where more goods and services will head. It's this mechanism that drives the marketplaces for food, clothing, and a host of other products. Consequently, both food and clothing have become so plentiful that obesity is a major health problem, and secondhand clothing stores selling barely worn discarded clothing are a boom industry, even in affluent neighborhoods. Similarly, cell phones have only become more affordable and more widespread in recent decades. Because there's relatively low regulation on computer technology, you know, as far as like new technologies being developed, as far as, you know, new motherboards and processors and cell phones and chips and things like that. The government really doesn't get particularly involved in those areas, so there's robust competition. It's the internet access where the government has been meddling for so long.
Right.
And now even worse than ever. For industries where new firms...
And that's just internet access. I mean, when you say access, I think it needs to be clear that it's like, you know, running cables and the infrastructure.
Sure.
It's, you know, where other countries, it's been much easier to establish infrastructure. The United States has made it a disaster.
Governments, local governments especially, stand in the way of a lot of that infrastructure being laid. I mean, not just being laid physically, but also in the airwaves as well. There was
right.
a controversy here in Keene a couple of years ago. We're in Keene, New Hampshire, the southwest corner of New Hampshire, and it's kind of a rural area. I mean, Keene is the seventh largest city in New Hampshire, but you got to put city in quotes. I mean, it's a city for New Hampshire's size, but, you know, anywhere else, this would be a relatively medium-sized town. And, you know, we're talking 26,000, 25,000, 23,000 people, somewhere in there, depending on if you factor in the college students. And essentially what the proposal was from Verizon Wireless was they wanted to put a tower up on one of the hills here in town. So this hill that they want to put the tower.
Oh, my God, no!
That's what it was. But this very same hill, Johnson, already has a tower on it. It has the tower for Time Warner's head end.
Too many towers! I can't handle it! Ah!
Yeah, they could. I mean, they literally...
By the way, I'm on one of the few providers that doesn't have 4G in the area.
Yeah, well, probably because they couldn't get on a tower right. due to the government. And so what ended up happening was the tower was prevented. They did not allow Verizon to build this tower, which, of course, just so you know, these towers are rented out to other companies. So if Verizon puts a tower up, it's not like it's only Verizon who's going to use that tower. You can put all kinds of antennas and, you know, transmitters and receivers up there. So Verizon's tower would be likely leased out, the majority of it, probably, you know, 90% of it would be leased out to other organizations to help serve the community. With other, you know, technologies and repeaters and things like that, and nope, that's just not an option because somebody didn't want their view of the mountain to be untouched, even though there's already a big tower up there
right.
with Time Warner's head end at it. Now, the head end, of course, is where you've got satellite dishes receiving channels and then, you know, pushing it out to the cable system. That's what that tower is for, and it's already there. But nope, there's these Luddites who don't want any kind of development whatsoever to go on. So what did Verizon have to do? Well, they had to rent space on the existing tower. So thankfully, 4G did come to Keene, but it was in spite of the government, not because
right.
they were helping it. So, going on here, for industries where new firms may freely enter, this is Mises.org, and customers are not compelled to buy, companies or individuals that wish to make money must use their resources in ways that are freely demanded by others. Unless they've been granted monopoly power by government, no firm can simply ignore its customers. If they do, competing firms will enter the marketplace with other goods and services. And that's basically what I had been saying about this whole scare story, the scare tactic of these net neutrality advocates saying that if the government doesn't get in, these companies are going to restrict the internet and it's going to go slow. The websites that don't pay them extra money
right.
will so be so slow. And I'm sorry, I just don't believe that that's going to be the case. Internet service providers advertise their speeds. You know, when
right.
when you get a pitch advertisement from Time Warner Cable or Comcast or, let's see, who is it around here, the Verizon or Fairpoint, whatever, the DSL provider, they're saying, hey, we can give you 7 megabits a second for $30 a month. And then the cable company's saying, well, yeah, we can give you 30 megabits a second for $50 a month.
Right.
And the prices come down over time, even in this limited marketplace, even where there are relatively few competitors. They're still competing for price, and they're still competing for the quality of service. And there's no reason to believe that that's going to change because one of them gets greedy and decides to start accepting money from Netflix to prioritize their packets. It just doesn't make sense, because if they were to all of a sudden slow down every other video service on the internet, if let's say Verizon takes money from Netflix and then they decide to throttle or slow down YouTube, well, then somebody's going to say, hey, somebody over at Time Warner or Comcast, the competitor here in the area, is going to say, hey, did you guys hear that our competition is, you know, they're throttling YouTube? Let's advertise that people can watch YouTube on our system, and then we'll get some people to switch over to the cable modems. I mean, it seems so simple to me.
Right.
So going on here, according to Mises.org, although goods allocated in this fashion are according to the administration.
You know, you could bring up the point here, what about collusion?
They could, right? They could cartelize. They very well could do that. That's a possibility.
You know, and then they all are going to block YouTube, because it stands to reason that then they, you know, cost them less money. It brings down the prices so that, you know, they're people are robbing people, you know, for the internet services. They're going to provide them with bad service and charge them an arm and a leg.
Evidence is against it, though, Johnson. I mean, if you look at, I've received advertisements from Time Warner Cable, my cable provider. We've got, by the way, here at the LRN studios, we have actually both DSL and cable modem. So I actually buy internet services from both of the providers in the area. But I've received pitches from Time Warner Cable saying, switch your phone service to Time Warner Cable. So they've got their own system that they want to install in your home or your office that will give you a kind of a desk-style phone or a wall-mountable phone, and they are competing.
I actually had it for a time.
For a cable modem-based phone service?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need it because I don't have regular phone service except for the line that I have that runs the DSL, which I almost never use for anything else because it's only a local line. But they're competing with the rates from the local phone company. They're advertising their rates saying, hey, switch to Time Warner. Cancel your phone service.
Right.
There's not really much evidence that these companies are interested in colluding to me.
Right.
Now, in theory, it could happen. It could happen, but then there's always the pressure to break the cartel. If you get a cartel of companies that are, you know, like, for instance, the classic example is the gas stations on the corner. You've got three gas stations on the corner, and all the gas, and they're the only gas stations in town for, 50 miles around or something like that. And so the three gas station owners come together and they say, all right, if we all set our prices at 15 cents above the national average, then we'll make buku bucks because here we are, we're the only ones that are on this corner. And even if they were to agree to it to a short time, there's that temptation for one of those owners to break the cartel, lower his price 5 cents, and take all the business from the competition. So there's a heavy, when there is relatively open competition, there is a very, very, it's very unlikely that you're going to see cartelization like that. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. But it makes for a good, scary story that you can tell people and get them to back, get libertarians to back net neutrality as a result. Come on. 855-453. Magic Mushrooms coming up here on Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Gabino lives in Palcapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time, get a free pound to try out the subscription, cancel anytime, coffee.freetalklive.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.